Good morning, everyone. I feel a little bit like an ugly duckling here because everyone is talking about bark beetles. But my talk will be about gypsy moth. And as you can see, I'll be talking about trying to lower the cost of the mating disruption. So mating disruption is a growing method of pest control, especially for lepidopterans. And the species with the greatest acreage under mating disruption control is the gypsy moth in the U.S. This method is used by slow the spread of the gypsy moth project initiated in 1993. It's a USDA Forest Service program, which goal is to reduce the speed of expansion of gypsy moth across the country by detecting and suppressing the small, low-density population colonies established just beyond the moving population front. Mating disruption is based on the idea of permeating air with a pheromone at a dosage high enough that would prevent males from finding calling females and mating with them. The exact mechanism of mating disruption is not fully understood. There are a few mechanisms that were proposed, and they include false trail following, trail camouflage, receptor adaptation, and latest studies show that most likely more than one mechanism is present. The drawback of mating disruption is that it can only be used against low-density populations, because when the population densities are high, males use visual cues to find females, and also they have higher chances of accidentally finding females just by random search. So in STS, currently the only formulation that's available for operational treatments is Hercon Disrupt 2, but we have been working with Splat GM for 3 years now, and it shows great potential of becoming an alternative formulation that would bring down the price through competition. The dosage, the operational dosage has been reduced recently from 15 to 6 grams of active ingredient per acre. That's another price cut. 15 grams is still used for higher population densities, but most acres are treated with 6 grams. We also use two methods of application right now. Normally, the pheromone is applied uniformly, just like the pesticides are, but a few years ago, we've accidentally discovered that the pheromone is very active at least 100 meters away from the area where it's been applied. So we have conducted some tests, and we've developed and implemented a new method of application, which consists of alternating sprayed and unsprayed swaths. And this helps us reduce price of mating disruption, because this method of application is much cheaper, since it lowers the flight time and the fuel costs. So one of our goals of our research program is to provide the support for the STS and to reduce the cost of mating disruption, like I said before, because now it is especially important since all the budget cuts that STS program is facing. So this summer we have conducted a new study looking at the effectiveness of skip swaths application method used with an overall dosage of 6 grams of active ingredient per acre instead of 15 at which it was implemented into the program. This is the result of our experiment. This is the example of our experimental plot. We had three plots. One was treated with Disrupt 2 at 6 grams of active ingredient per acre using the skip swath method of application. You can see that the sprayed swaths, that there are 30 meter gaps between 30 meter sprayed swaths. One plot was treated with Splat GM at 6 grams of active ingredient per acre using the same method, and one plot was left untreated and used as control. Each plot had two lines of pheromone baited traps running across the plot perpendicular to the flight lines, and they were extended beyond the plot boundaries at least 300 meters from each side. We also had a line of male moth release points between these two lines of traps, and we always rely on the released males because we want to ensure the uniform population densities across all the plots that we're using. And also it helps us extend the time period at which the data can be collected. The results show that both treatments did significantly suppress male moth catches in pheromone-baited traps. Unfortunately, this was not enough for us to recommend this method for operational use. As you can see, and this data presented as percent of control, so you can see that trap catches in the plot treated with SPLAT were reduced about 75% in the treated swaths and only 40% in untreated swaths. Disrupt2 did a lot better. It reduced trap catches 90% in treated swaths and 85% in untreated swaths. But for us to recommend the treatment for operational use, it has to reduce trap catches by at least 95%. This is another graph presenting the same results. You can see that the trap catches were significantly reduced in both treated and untreated swaths within the treated plot compared to the outside area and the control area. But like I said, it was not enough for us to consider this for operational use. Even though this is a negative result, it does present us for future opportunities. Our first goal now is to test the same method of application with Hercon Disrupt2 at 10 grams of active ingredient per acre, which would still reduce the operational dose by 30% used with this method. Also, this is not the first evidence that SPLAT has weaker distance effect compared to Hercon Disrupt2 plastic flakes. And there were no other tests conducted with SPLAT applied with skipped swath method. So we feel that it is very appropriate to conduct a testing SPLAT applied using skipped swath method at 15 grams of active ingredient per acre. So at least we have something to do next summer. And with that, I would like to thank Andrea Hickman and Sam Newcomer for their tremendous help with the field work, Ken Klein and Mike Jolly for help with logistics, and also USDA Forest Health Protection, and Henry and Sylvia Richardson for their funding.
There's plenty of time for questions. You mentioned that your criterion for successful treatment was 95% reduction in trap catch?
Yes, at least 95% trap catch.
Is it based on resource protection or statistical technique? What's the logic behind 95 versus 90 or 85?
95% trap catch reduction is equivalent to almost 0% mating success, which is measured as percent fertilized females.
Thank you.
Sure.